Welcome to the Career Ready Podcast. Learn about resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn, interviewing, and all the things you need to be career ready with the Career Services Center at College of DuPage. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Malik. Today, I'm going to talk in depth about your employment experience and how to write an impactful resume.
And I'm your co-host for this episode, Pierre Michaels. I'm going to start our episode today talking about leadership. For our new listeners, we like to highlight NACE competencies every once in a while. NACE is the National Association of Colleges and Employers, and they have surveyed employers across the nation, across all industries, on the top skill sets they're seeking in new hires. There are 8 skill sets that consistently come back through the survey, and leadership is one of these skill sets or competencies. NACE defines leadership as recognize and capitalize on personal and team strengths to achieve organizational goals. This definition has multiple components to it, but the piece I really want to focus in on is the end, to achieve organizational goals. When leadership is brought up, people often get intimidated by this idea because they think it means they have to be a manager or in charge of other people. Regardless of what position you have been in or what kind of experiences you have been working through, you have hopefully been working towards goals. Those positions have been a core part of the company's goals. So there's leadership there. But to build on this, if you're a longtime listener, you may recall in an earlier episode, we talked about 2 behaviors associated with leadership. First, using innovative thinking to go beyond traditional methods, along with serve as a role model to others by approaching tasks with confidence and a positive attitude. Both of these reflect ways we apply ourselves to be a good leader, and again, not necessarily managing other people. For today's episode, I want to share another behavior associated with leadership, which is stated as plan, initiate, manage, complete, and evaluate projects. As we look at this behavior, it's just another way of describing our ability to get involved, to apply ourselves, and to get our work done, or in short, to achieve something. I want to highlight this behavior in today's episode, along with these other components of leadership, because later on you'll hear from Michelle about presenting experiences and information on the resume. I wanted to highlight this behavior in today's episode, along with other components of leadership, because later on you'll hear from Michelle about presenting experiences on your resume and making it impactful. As you add information to your resume, know there are a lot of ways to include leadership beyond the traditional means of leading other people. I want to end here by asking a series of questions, and as you consider your response, think beyond employment experiences. Also consider volunteering, campus engagement, course projects, or any other way you may have applied yourself. Have you been working towards goals? Have you needed to be innovative in your work? Have you been a role model to other people? Have you worked on projects from the early stage to completion? If you said yes to any of these, you have shown signs of leadership. Michelle, before I hand it off to you to talk about writing an impactful resume, is there anything else you want to add about leadership?
Yeah, so I always thought as a student, leadership was about leading other people or being a manager, but I realized that it could be as simple as helping a coworker understand new technology or a new procedure. So that's what really stood out to me. And also, getting involved early is something that I want to emphasize, and it's important to gain leadership that way too, and to gain those skills. I've talked about this in the podcast probably, but I wish I would have done it sooner as a community college student. Even if you just join one club, that could easily give you some leadership skills too.
All right. Well, thanks for helping me unpack some of those leadership ideas. And now I'm excited to hear what you have to say about the resume.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking more about your employment experience and how you can emphasize these experiences on your resume to ultimately make an impactful resume. When you're putting experiences on your resume that are related to employment, you want to make sure that they're relevant to what you're applying for. I feel like we've said that a lot of times, but I just want to emphasize that.
Transferable skills and relevant to employer is really important.
Right. So that may be a job that you're applying for. It may be an internship or maybe a college admissions application. So you want to make it relevant to those roles or positions. You can put this experience under a work experience section. However, if you do want to be more specific, you can add a heading that's related to the job or internship posting by adding a specific title. For example, you could have a title like related experience, and you'd put any experiences related to a job or internship, including employment. Then the employer knows that experience is directly related to their job posting. I think this saves them time because then they don't have to scan your whole resume to find that information. You could also have titles like customer service experience, managerial experience, pretty much anything you think would catch the employer's attention. So feel free to be creative with those headings too. Once you've settled on a heading, it's time to add your employment experience. So I wanted to talk first about formatting, and then we'll get into the bullet points. So for the company information, the first thing you want to add is the company name, and then you could put comma city comma state, or you could also put the city state across from the company name. Directly underneath that company name, you'll want to put your position title, and then across from the position title, you want to put the dates that you worked in that position. For the dates, we usually suggest adding month year to month year if it's ended already, or if it's a current experience, you could put month year to present. After you've formatted that, it's time to start writing your bullet points, and this is where you're going to make the information relevant to the employer. When you're writing those bullet points, we usually suggest answering three questions in order to give as much information as you can to the employer. So the first question you can answer when creating that bullet point is, what did I do? When you're describing what you did, you're describing the task that was completed. And we do encourage you to use a strong action verb to demonstrate what you were doing. So for example, a strong action verb could be presented, collaborated, assisted, maintained, guided. I know I'm guilty of using the word presented a lot or assisted.
It's okay if we find these words that we like. We just need to be aware. Don't overdo it.
Right.
And have some variation in there.
Exactly. The second question you want to answer within that same bullet point is, how did I do it? With this question, think about the skills that you had to use in order to complete the task at hand. Oftentimes, I will hear students and clients tell me that they can't or don't want to reveal company secrets, or that they're unable to share specific details about procedures. That's perfectly fine. We don't want you to add any type of information that you're unable to speak about or uncomfortable with. When I talk about describing how you completed a task, you'll want to emphasize the skills that you used. For example, did you have to use your research skills to create a presentation? Did you have to use your critical thinking skills to help a customer? Maybe you had to use a type of software to complete a school or work project. The last question you'll want to answer is, why did I do it, or what was the purpose? The reason we want to answer that question is because it not only gives a lot of detail to the employer, but they also understand that you're aware of why your work was important. It shows you understand the impact it had on your job and the company, and you're able to clearly explain the result of your actions. So Pierre, with all of this great information and knowledge, what do you think, or is there anything to add?
So I think that is a great way to be approaching these statements. I'm going to simplify it. And as I simplify it, this is going to be my weird mathematical mind. I like math. So it's action plus skills equals results.
Oh, I love that.
Right? It's a formula. Those skill sets, it's our skills, our abilities. Maybe it's our tasks if those tasks are relevant to what we're looking for. But that's the how we were doing it. And going to that action, that's, you know, what we were doing, always starting off with that strong verb, as you said earlier, and then it equals that result, the impact. That's the purpose behind it. What were we working on? Why were we doing it? It's the impact. It's the result. It's very simple. Action plus skills equals impact.
I love that. Thanks for breaking it down like that. And sometimes you might not be able to answer all of these questions, and that's okay if you can't provide that detail. But when you can, it's definitely important to show the employer that you understand what you were doing at your job. Not only does giving this information to the employer show them how your work was important, but it also allows them to visualize you doing those tasks at their company as well. Maybe they'll have a similar task for you to do, and if you can explain your process in completing the task and why it was important, then they may have confidence that you'll be able to complete a similar task if you worked for them. Now I want to share an example of how to use the questions we just talked about to write an impact statement. If we were talking about helping people, we could just say, provide customer service. Well, that's what we did, but that doesn't really give the employer much detail, so now we want to add to it. So we could say, provide customer service by listening and answering questions. That's a little bit better because now we're talking about how we provided customer service, but let's keep going. What if we said something like, provide customer service by listening to concerns and answering questions to provide personalized services? That's way better. We're explaining what we did, how we did it, and why it was important.
Yeah, I think breaking it down in that process helps us start thinking of what we can include, right? That very first one, that's not an impact statement at all. That's a bullet point, right? Provide customer service. It's just so simple. It doesn't have much value or any value on a resume, but then we could expand on it a little bit. How was I providing customer service, our skill set? Then expand on it a little bit more, the results, the impact of that. And that's where we start getting this value in our resume. That's when we start having a resume that is really impactful to the reader.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Perfect. And I also wanted to add another thought. Sometimes I'll get clients or students who don't know how to make their bullet points relevant. For example, I've been asked a lot, well, I worked at a grocery store. How can I make that relevant to a job? The student or client may have been a cashier. Maybe they put carts away or cleaned the store. We really want to talk about what purpose those tasks served and speak about our transferable skills. See, we're using that word again. For example, maybe someone did put carts away at their job. So they could say something like collect carts, which is what they did. By using what? Did they use a device? Were they collaborating with their coworkers? So that would be the how. And then why did they do it? Again, we want to think about the result of completing that task. Maybe it helped keep the store organized. It prevented a safety hazard. So depending on how we write that bullet point, this shows the employer that we're organized, we can work with other people, and we care about safety. So we really hope that these tips help you enhance your resume. In a few episodes from now, we'll also talk about how to mention experiences outside of your employment that will help you create an impactful resume. So stay tuned for that information.
Thank you, Michelle, for leading us through that conversation, that insight on writing an impactful resume. Thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. We hope you feel better prepared to write a meaningful resume. As a reminder, if you have a question you want to hear answered in a future episode, you can submit it to careerpodcast@cod.edu. As we end here, we encourage you to join us for our next episode, where we will talk to WorkNet DuPage about the job search after employment gap.